Hello, this is a Publish Me podcast footnote episode. I'm co-host Rana, and as part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Fair in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is J. Thomas Brown, author of Land of Three Houses.
My name is J. Thomas Brown. I'm the author of The Land of Three Houses. It's the story of someone searching for the better life, and it begins in the 1790s in Pennsylvania, and William Stirner is, he's on a search to find the better life and elopes with the daughter of a wealthy British sympathizer, and they run away together to start a flour mill outside of Philadelphia. And the mill is successful, and much to his wife's chagrin, he buys a ship and sails off to Livorno, Italy, to sell his flour and start an export business to Italy. And the ship and cargo are captured by the French because Napoleon had swept through Tuscany just before he got there. And while there, he has to negotiate to get his ship and cargo back, and he meets the notorious Madame de Stael, who is an actual historical figure from the 1790s. She was one of the first women novelists, and she wrote romance novels and was a poet and a political commentator, and was respected and influential on the other writers of her time. And Madame de Stael once said, in matters of the heart, only the improbable can be true. And I won't give away the ending. I had self-published in 2004. And since then, I've written The Land of Three Houses. I have another novel coming out in 2 weeks called The Hole in the Bone, which is an historical fantasy novel. It's the story of an archaeologist who takes on a job at the regional museum of Xinjiang, and he falls into the tomb of an ancient shaman and is transported through a magical bone back into ancient Xinjiang, and so he emerges as a Tokma the Elder, and he is sent on a quest to save the souls of Shamadu, and so it's both a fantasy and a juxtaposition with today's world, modern archaeology. The fantasy is fun, so I really enjoyed that. I discovered old Tocharian texts. So Tocharian is an ancient dead language, no longer spoken, and I got to play with it. So I was made up execration chants of curses and things like that, and the Tocharian worked pretty well, and no one can correct me on the pronunciation, so it was a lot of fun. I've begun a collection of short stories. The short stories are have been written, and I'm putting them together in a collection, and so that's sometime in the future, maybe a year from now.
Thank you for listening to this footnote episode of the Publish Me podcast. Find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.asfluent.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us at publishpodcast@as21.com with any questions. Thanks again for listening, and remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories. Thank you.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?